what you'll do, please. I don't wanna be alone. Don't wanna be alone anymore. Ooh. Ooh. It got quiet on the other line. Said the sun was coming up and I laughed until I couldn't breathe. Now I'm too tired to go to sleep. Now I can't breathe and I can't sleep. I don't want to be stoned. I don't want to be stoned anymore. I don't want to be alone. Don't want to be alone anymore.
Hi, this is one half of a conjoined twin, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. If you would like to call in, you can call in at 855-915-9636. That was Demi Moore by Phoebe Bridgers. Underrated, but just as depressing as the others. Today, I decided to play, like, some calm music, like Demi Moore by Phoebe Bridgers, because I don't know, it's just so like cold and dreary outside. Just picture yourself in a little cottage in Iceland or somewhere, listening to these tunes. I don't have much to say, honestly. What else do I have to like update? Oh, I finished, well, I like caught up on Abbott Elementary in the span of a week, like both seasons. And it's like so funny. I think it's like the funniest TV show, or like one of the funniest TV shows that I've ever seen. Ava, the principal, I hope that they never like do a character redemption arc for her, because her being a horrible person is what makes the show funny. And I think she like really carries it. Her one-liners are, they truly make me cackle when I watch them in bed. What else? Oh yeah. All of these things that I'm gonna say are just, they're like off the top of my head and frankly like uninteresting, but whatever. I've been making Claire Saffitz's spaghetti al pomodoro recipe from Bon Appetit. I think she like did it a few years ago before she left Bon Appetit, but it's so good and it's also so easy to make. Like you just need like a 20-ounce can of whole peel tomatoes, and you just like, you know, you do like your mixy thing in the pot, and then you like boil your spaghetti and voila, it's there. It's really, really good, except it just like keeps on making me burp, and I don't know if it's because of the garlic or anything else. Oh, maybe it just made me burp a lot yesterday because I made it And I accidentally put too many chili flakes. Because I like didn't put the chili flakes onto like a little spoon. I just decided to like dump it, and half of like the bottle came like went into the pot. But that's fine because I like spicy food, but it does make me burp. I also like left my phone at home today. You guys should try doing it sometime. It's actually like really nice. And I guess if you don't like being alone with your thoughts, this kind of does force you to be alone with your thoughts, because you can't distract your thoughts with like music or podcasts. Like, you will be alone with your thoughts. And also, like, when I'm doing work in the library, oh, I have something to say about the library. I'll say that later. But if you're at the library, like, working, or if you're just, like, working anywhere and you don't have your phone, you're not tempted to go on it. And you know what? Phone addiction is real. Although I, like, don't have a Fitbit or, like, an Apple Watch or anything, so it doesn't, like, I can't, like, track my steps. So it just seems like I'm staying at home all day and, like, not walking, which is not true. Actually, you know what? In this weather, it might be true. But about the Tisch Library, the girls' bathroom downstairs, I don't know what the state of the boys' bathroom is. The girls' one is disgusting. There's like a perpetual stench of urine. It just smells like a bad street in Paris, and that's like not a good thing. Anyways, that's all I have to say. Up next, we have Coney Island by Taylor Swift featuring The National. And after that, we have Dark Side of the Gym by The National.
Soul in two, looking for you, but you're right here. If I can't relate to you any more, then who am I related to? And if this is a long haul, how'd we get here so soon? Did I close my fist around something delicate? Did I shatter you? And I'm sitting on a bench in Coney Island, wondering where did my baby go? The fast times, the bright lights, the merry-go. Sorry for not making you my centerfold. Over and over, lost again with no surprises. Disappointments, close your eyes, and it gets colder and colder when the sun goes down.
The question pounds my head, what's a lifetime of achievement? If I pushed you to the edge, but you were too polite to leave me. Do you miss the rogue who coaxed you into paradise and left you there? Will you forgive my soul when you're too wise to trust me and too old to care?
Cause we were like the mall before the internet. It was the one place to be. The mischief, the gift wrapped suburban dreams.
Sorry for not winning you an arcade ring. Over and over, lost again with no surprises. Disappointments, close your eyes, and it gets colder and colder when the sun goes down.
Spot in the tree line by the gold clock. Did I leave you hanging every single day?
We're standing in the hallway with a big cake. Happy birthday. Did I paint your bluest skies the darkest gray? The universe away. And when I got into the accident, the sight that flashed before me was your face.
But walked up to the podium, I think that I forgot to say your name. I'm on a bench in Coney Island, wondering where did my baby go. The fast times, the bright lights, the merry-go-round. Sorry for not making you my centerfold. Over and over, lost again with no surprises, disappointments. Close your eyes and it gets colder and colder when the sun goes down. When the sun goes down, the sight that flashed before me was your face. When the sun goes down. But I think that I forgot to say your name over and over. Sorry for not making you mine, making you mine, making you my centerfold. Keep you in love with me for a while. I'm gonna keep you in love with me.
That was Dark Side of the Gym by The National, and before that was Coney Island by Taylor Swift, also featuring The National. I think Coney Island, okay, you know what? It's like literally no secret. I am really, really big Swiftie. And my favorite songs off Evermore are like Coney Island and Cowboy Like Me, and I guess like Gold Rush too. But then all the Swifties are like, oh, Champagne Problems. Like, yeah, I really like Champagne Problems, but then I think they're like really sleeping on Cowboy Like Me. And also Cowboy Like Me, like, samples her first song ever released, I guess, Tim McGraw. So I think that's interesting. It's like an interesting callback to her early country days, because Cowboy Like Me is quite country. I don't know if I've ever played it. There's like a swear word in it, so I don't know if I am allowed to, I am not allowed to play it. But then there's like the clean version. It's just not as good, because it's not, like, I think she just like mutes it, and that's just like a weird like gap in the song. I don't know. But listen to Cowboy Like Me. I'm just talking to like past time at this point. Is there anything else I have to say? I treat this thing like it's a podcast, because it's like my one time to like talk into the void. As if I don't already talk to myself in my room. Yeah. Anyways, if I think of something to say, I will say it at a later point. I have to like make note of it somewhere because I don't have my phone. Up next, we have The Bomb by Florence and the Machine. And after that, returning to The National with their song called About Today.
Said this could have been the best thing that ever happened to you. So you decided not to do it. Now you come back every summer like a carnivorous flower, and I stare at your hands in the heat, and I think they are the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. But if I was free, unavailability is the only thing that turns you on. Come here, baby, tell me that I'm wrong. I've blown apart my life for you, and bodies hit the floor for you, and break me, shake me, devastate me. Come here, baby, tell me that I'm wrong. Part my life for you, and bodies hit the floor for you, and break me, shake me, devastate me. Come here, baby, tell me that I'm
sometimes you
and I. Didn't ask you why. What could I say? I was far away. He just walked away. I just watched you What could I say? How close am I? To losing you.
That was About Today by The National, and before that was The Bomb by Florence and the Machine. We're like halftime-ish, so I think it's time for a PSA. In the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out into the trash for the landfill and buy replacements. But that can actually waste money and time, as well as harming the environment. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes, less time than browsing the web to spend money on buying new ones. While some electronic devices are purposely manufactured to be impossible to repair, websites like iFixit.com publish high-quality, detailed repair guides for free. If one of your electronic device malfunctions, before responsibly disposing of it as e-waste, first track down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often enough, that will do the trick. So when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it, to save you both time and money. Search the internet for instructions, and remember, if you were going to throw it out anyway, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, some people just throw things out. I had a headband that Oops. I had a headband that I like ripped when I was like putting it on with my earring, and I was like, oh my god, this is like horrible. So I just like kind of lived with it for months. Until a couple weeks ago when I went to Michael's and I got a sewing kit. And I fixed it. That's like a very minor thing. I still have to sew like 3 buttons on my coat. C'est la vie. Some people throw their things out. My uncle, he like lives in darkness, like quite literally. Like the lamps in his room all went out, and he didn't say anything about it apparently, and he just like lived in darkness. This uncle also got divorced after 4 months, allegedly because he wouldn't turn the AC down because his wife was like too cold, and she kept on being like, please, like, I'm cold, and he was like, no. 4 months. Yeah. Anyways, up next we have The Gold by Manchester Orchestra and Phoebe Bridgers. And then, you know what? I'm going to be playing 4 songs by Phoebe Bridgers. So the first one is The Gold. Second is Goodbye to Love from the Minions, The Rise of Gru soundtrack. And then Sidelines and then Garden Song. I have something to say about the Minions soundtrack. It is so good. Not only is the soundtrack really good because it was produced by Jack Antonoff, the movie, The Minions, The Rise of Gru, is the best movie to exist. Like, it's my number one movie on Letterboxd. And then at the time when it came out, my only 2 followers were my best friend and his dad. And his dad is, like, a really big movie buff. Like, he watches movies every single day. And one day, my best friend sends me a screenshot of texts from his dad. And his dad said to him, oh my god, Iona watched Minions, The Rise of Gru 3 times. Yeah, 3 times. And all in the movie theater too. Like, it wasn't, I paid for it 3 times. And this, like, in the span of a week and a half or something like that. And now it's on Netflix, so now I don't really have to pay for that movie specifically. Even though Netflix is just getting more and more expensive. So if you don't have Netflix, it's fine, just pirate, just go on Putlocker or something. I'm not sure if I should be advocating for that. But whatever. So here is The Gold by Phoebe Bridgers.
I'll say goodbye to love. No one ever cared if I should live or die. Time and time again, the chance for love has passed me by. And all I know of love is how to live without it. I just can't seem to find it. So I've made my mind up, I must live my life alone. And though it's not the easy way, I guess I've always known. I'd say goodbye to love. There are no tomorrows for this heart of mine. Surely time will lose these bitter memories, and I'll find that there is someone to believe in and to live for, something I could live for. All the years of useless search have finally reached an end. Loneliness and empty days will be forgotten. I'll go on as best I
nothing ever shakes me.
That was Garden Song by Phoebe Bridgers, and before that Well, the last three songs were also all by three Phoebe Bridgers. It was Sidelines, Goodbye to Love, and The Gold. And I feel like I should reiterate that Goodbye to Love was like a cover by the Carpenters, I think. Yeah. And it was from the Minions soundtrack. And you should all listen to the Minions soundtrack. It is really, really, really good. It's all like disco themed because it was set in the 70s. And like I said, it is my favorite movie alongside Mulholland Drive. I know, very different. Anyways, up next we have For You by Laura Marling. And then Blouse by Claro from her recent album Sling. That was released like a couple years ago. Nobody really likes it, but I thought it was like quite nice. The only song that people usually listen to from that album is Amoeba, because it's like kind of a dance track-ish, but I think Blouse is really good. Anyways, here's For You by Laura Marling.
I drew pictures of you long before I met you, just a fragment of my mind. I had called out for you almost every night. Precious things are hard to find. It was just an evening, much like any else, when you came into my life. It takes one to know one. And I saw you there, as I had seen you all my life. I thank a God I've never met, never loved, never wanted you. I write it so I don't forget, never let it get away. I wear a picture of you just to keep you safe. I will not forget what a miracle you are. No childish expectation, love is not the answer, but the line that marks the start. I thank a God I've never met, never loved, never wanted. I write it so I don't forget, never let it get away. I keep a picture of you just to keep you safe. To keep you safe. I thank a God I've never met, never loved, never wanted. I sing it so I won't forget, never let it get away. I keep a picture of you just to keep you safe.
kitchen table with courtesy to little pet peeves. Napkins on laps as transport back, eyeing the scarf in my mom's in a rack. Why do I tell you how I feel when you're just looking down a blouse? It's something I wouldn't say out loud. If touch could make them hear, then touch me now. If touch could make them hear, then touch me now. Humor could help me after all. It's funny now, I'm just useless and a whore, but I get a cosign from your favorite one-man show. Why do I tell you how I feel when you're too busy looking down? Something I wouldn't say out loud. If touch could make them hear, then touch me now. If touch could make them hear, then touch me now. If touch could make them hear, then touch me now.
That was Blouse by Claro, and before that was For You by Laura Marling. The next and final song will be Seven by Taylor Swift, obviously. I have nothing to say about that. other than it's a good song and it's quite calming, I guess. So, yeah, I hope you enjoyed today's show, and I will see you next week.
Please picture me in the trees. I hid my peak at 7 feet in the swing over the creek. I was too scared to jump in, but I was high in the sky with Pennsylvania under me. Still beautiful things. Sweet tea in the summer, cross your heart, won't tell no other. And though I can't recall your face, I still got love for you. Your braids like a pattern, love you to the moon and to Saturn. Passed down like folk songs, the love lasts so. That must be why, and I think you should come live.
changes the dirt.